Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 20th of March, recording at 9:16 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first the highlights. Asian stock markets generally firm in here today, including Bellwether Japan, which is up 1.74% on the Nikkei, but that did not spill through too much strength in that important banking sector, so we're likely to see Japan range bound for a while longer. That strength in Bellwether Japan certainly inspired some good strong early gains in Europe, but they mostly faded during the day. Wall Street also opened higher, but faded for small losses in the Dow and the S&P, but not the NASDAQ. Bonds a bit steadier here overall, although not in the JGBs, which led the original downward break in terms of bond prices, upwards in terms of bond yields. Dollar a little bit steadier here today against the majors, very strong against the Australian dollar and the New Zealand dollar. And in metals, bit of a mixed picture in here, more profit taking than gains, although not much. And I noticed that platinum is strong in here, up $11.3 today. Okay, let's go back to the stock market cycle. I maintain that it's a tricky environment overall, in the sense that I think the cycle is maturing. I've said that so many times. But it has to be said at this stage that there is still no clear evidence, and indeed some would say no evidence, among the major stock market indices. I'm not talking about the Middle East and so on, but among the major stock market indices, that the overall move is over. Now, one might conclude from that, well, why should anybody possibly worry? But we want to be a little bit careful there. And there's some wise words, as is so often the case, in one of the emails of the day that has come in. And I'll just read this sentence. It'll be posted a little later. It may be pertinent to emphasize here that in nature's scheme of things, anything in the throes of death seems to exhibit extraordinary strength. The bull is no different. And I certainly agree with that. And one sign of that, those of you who have attended the chart seminar will know, is that one of three classic endings, and the one that tends to telegraph itself beforehand, is the climactic acceleration to an uptrend. But getting back to these markets, what's keeping the rallies going, of course? Well, there's still plenty of liquidity around. And then we have all that mergers and acquisition activity that's taking place. Make hay while the sun shines, as I've said before. And some would argue that you've got some quite reasonable valuations, although that then becomes a very debatable point as far as some of these stock markets are concerned. And I won't go into that debate. It's not my role to go into that debate during an audio broadcast. But one factor that I have noticed here, and I'm sure you have as well, is that currency weakness is a big bull factor for stock markets right now. And I think that while there may be several strands to this theme in terms of an actual explanation, that one of the most obvious ones is that a weak currency will tend to allay fears regarding profit margin compression, particularly for exporters. So we saw that in the terrific strength of the Japanese stock market last year, while the yen was really quite soft. We have seen the New Zealand stock market surge out of a slough of despond here in the last couple of months, as the New Zealand dollar has weakened quite sharply. And more recently, we have seen the Australian stock market push to new highs, including another one today. And the Australian dollar has been soft recently. And even the US dollar, which weakened earlier in the month. That helped to, well, up until sits a little firmer here today, but we've certainly seen the dollar weaker against the European currencies, for instance, and a bit weaker against the yen in the month of March. And that helped to push the Dow and the S&P index to a new high. Well, how to play it? I think bulls can still hold on to their long positions overall, investment bulls. I don't think it's a great time to be putting new money into the market. And I think that all the M&A activity is an ending signal rather than the beginning of something that is, or the extension of something that is really sustainable beyond the short term. Okay, moving on to the government bonds, they're still recovering a bit from oversold conditions, pretty well everywhere, but in Japan. And my own view is that that market's going to remain fairly choppy in here. I'm a bear of the bond sector, as you know, the government. We're talking about long-dated government bonds now. I am a bear because of the upward pressure on interest rates and because of the inflation that's in the system. And although that will only emerge very gradually, and I'm also a bear because of the huge supply overhang in the government bond markets. But I expect a choppy ride here overall, so I'm reluctant to increase my short positions at this stage. But once these technical rallies where they're occurring show signs of tiring, I may well increase my short exposure a bit. Another factor that does concern me, though, is that if I'm right about that second quarter and third quarter stock market correction, that may lend a little bit of support to the government bond markets as well. Moving on to metals. Overall, these trends are generally steady. I'm going to post an article on talking about the commodities boom, particularly, I think the headline is Commodities Boom Saps Labor and Supply. And they mention that it's the problems of increasing supply in the mines, and they say one of the key problems, one of the biggest shortages, is in labor. Well, that's familiar ground to veteran subscribers and something that I've mentioned many, many times. It's part of the supply inelasticity theme here overall. But this article mentions that metals will correct from time to time, and indeed talks about copper correcting, but copper was hitting new highs late last week. So there's certainly no sign, and actually zinc last week hit a new high, and I'll be interested to see if zinc actually maintains it, because my own view is that zinc would spend more time ranging, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that for a number of the metals, but they do remain remarkably steady here overall, and I do think this continues to be a good theme. Now, oil, in comparison, led the correction and has been weaker overall. It had a pretty firm week last week, but got clobbered in here today. The crude oil NYME fell sharply over $2 last trading, now after hours here at 60.27. Now, I've been of the view that those lows that we saw a few months ago down around the $55 level was probably the bottom of the market, but certainly today's action, it's a big downward dynamic, will encourage the view among the many oil bears, both the believers and the hopers, that this is going to come down, come lower still. And that would be a favorable background if it were to do so, for both a more favorable background for both bonds and equities. So we need to bear that in mind. Again, my own view is that this is just a lengthy medium-term ranging consolidation before we see prices move higher. But there's no doubt that there's a lot of the stuff sloshing around at the moment. That also weighed on natural gas again today, which was down just over, I think, around a couple of cents here. It had a weak day on Friday as well, so very, very much still an arranging pattern rather than providing the volatility that I would welcome. And I think that's pretty much it, folks. So I'll say that's a wrap. All the best.